Business Corporation. Suspended in 250-pound bags from S-hooks at the uppermost rungs of the smokestack ladder. Each plastic bag, reinforced with three outer layers of paper, contains 8 ounces of black powder, fused in position to burst through the bottom of the bags, releasing the creamer by force of gravity, while at the same time igniting these atomized particles. The cascade of burning creamer dust would travel from 10 to 40 feet, depending on wind velocity and the size of the hole at the base of each bag. Ignition of the first lower-hanging bag would be electrical, using a nichrome squib and high-energy remote firing unit. Ignition of the second higher bag would be incidental, the ambient heat and burning material from the lower bag igniting a prime fuse protruding from the base of the bag above. Following its brief use as a 25,000 kilowatt power station, in the mid-20s, Island Station is met. Works based on dozens of St. Paul artists and location numerous arts events. This cathedral-like facade and interior are presently being altered by a salvage crew. The structure of magnificent steel-plated smokestack is being dismantled next year. I envision a tribute to Island Station involving 100 pounds of non-dairy creamer released from bags at the top of the 200-foot smokestack and generating a column of fire visible from as far as Summit Avenue. The event is ideally suited to the site and serves to bulge in the current emphasis on St. Paul's riverfront. Videographers would document the piece from the high bridge for later use in a public access station ID.